time to talk tech. And the only person in Adelaide to talk tech is Adelaide Tech Guy. Because you know everything, Richard Pascoe.
I don't know everything.
You do.
So, yeah, I try to keep abreast of everything that's going on.
I know.
So, yes.
I just threw something at you and you gave me the answer.
Exactly right. So, yes.
A Facebook rule. Crazy. Apparently, something in the US about the Illinois police chief tried to put up a post praising an officer who did some good work, and Facebook go, no, sensitive contact, can't say that.
So, unreal. From what I can understand about it now is the he wrestled with somebody, was trying to, and the other person died.
Okay.
In it as well, and they tried to say what a great policeman he was, and yeah, we understand all of that. But then instead of just letting that rest, they wanted to pay money to Facebook, which you can do, so you can advertise on Facebook, to go along and do it. And they tried to boost it in the incorrect way.
Right.
So when the business goes along, and we can put up a generic post, but then we've got to go along and say, hey, we need to get this out to more people. There are even more rules you've got to follow on there to make sure it's done in the correct way, which can be you can't have too many pictures in there as well. You can have pictures with words embedded inside them. So that's what, and they can come back and say, no, we've blocked it for a generic reason.
Wow.
And it looks like that's what's happened.
Okay. All right. So Facebook, good on them. hey, we've already got a call. I haven't even given the number out, but people know it. Chris at Christie's Beach. Hello, Chris.
Yeah. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Chris.
Mate, Richard, a quick one. Hisense TV, I've just got Foxtel, and it's fine on PC, it's fine on iPad, but according to when I go into how to download it on my Hisense, it says open the app and it will be there, but I'm just looking at the thing, and I think my TV's a 2018, and it's only saying that the app was installed on 2019 and later.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, how do I get the app onto my Hisense TV?
And there is no updates through the Hisense part as well. You check for updates for your TV?
Well, I've downloaded the latest updates, but, yeah, nothing has come up. So,
and when you log into the Foxtel app on there, what does it say?
Well, there's no Foxtel app on there. That's the problem.
Then you're probably going to have to go out and get yourself probably something like an Apple TV to go on there.
Right. Or buy a new TV.
No, I wouldn't buy a new TV. It's 3 or 4 years old. There's nothing wrong with that TV. You know,
right.
I would probably get the cheapest Apple TV that you can go along and get out there. Then you can probably put the Foxtel app on there. Just do some reach that go Foxtel app on Apple TV as well, just to make sure. But Apple, I've got to say, the Apple TV is very good at keeping all the apps up to date. Netflix works better through the Apple TV than it does through, I've got to say, any of the smart TVs
really?
Out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, far better picture, streams better, you know, all of those sort of things because they cache all the content as well for it. I find the Disney Plus app works better. All the apps seem to work better through the Apple TV. I've got a TCL. They've got the apps on there as well. Some of them work, some of them don't. Because, you know, I'd rather buy a TV for the picture and then put another box on the side. All right, Chris?
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Chris.
Maggie. No worries, Chris. Thank you.
I was
good
just going to say this. Yeah. He's probably the last one left watching Foxtel. I didn't do that joke as well.
What is it with Foxtel? Now, I've never had Foxtel. I've got, you know, the movie channels. That'll do me.
Yeah, I got rid of it.
Yeah.
As well. So I've got KO for, you know, the football, which is, you know, what I was doing. And I've got enough to watch on. I've got a subscription to Amazon. Hang on. Amazon, Netflix, Disney Plus, and I'll probably get the Paramount Plus to have a look at that because that's my job to go along and do
that
for people.
Yeah, you've got to do that. So just on that, so Apple TV, that's the little plug-in box that you can
plug-in
get.
Plug-in box?
Yeah.
Yep, they keep all the apps up to date as well, which I think is great for you. So a new app comes down, it's completely up to date. You don't have to rely on the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Apple take care of it all for you. You've got a little app store in there and you just go along and say, oh, I want the Foxtel app.
So if you don't have a smart TV, if you've got one that's 10 years old or whatever, still going
it's
fine.
It's an ideal thing to go along and do.
Okay.
Because it's only a matter of time, but, you know, with some of the smart TVs out there, you know, we've had ABC iView drop off the SBS ones drop off and don't work as well. But it all gets kept up to date on the Apple TV, which is great.
And can you use, there are other generic kind of boxes that you buy?
Telstra have got one out there. There is the Fetch TV box.
All right, yes.
So there's a few around that you can go along and do.
Sounds like Apple the best one, though.
I think it is. And people say I'm, you know, an Apple fanboy. I'm a fanboy for things that just work.
The Apple TV thing, that's not the thing where you go, hey, Siri, in your house, and it, you know, does whatever. That's something
you
else,
you can sit
it?
In front of the TV with the Apple TV when it's on.
Yeah.
You can go, because sometimes we watch a movie and we go, what did that bloke actually say? And you can go, hey, Siri, rewind 15 seconds. And it goes back 15 seconds. And then we'll go along and... You can go along and have a look what you did.
And put on subtitles this time.
Yes.
Wow. How cool is that?
I think it's very cool.
Now, let's talk about today's big news on phone boxes being free.
I think it's great news.
You reckon that's good?
I reckon it's really good news for, you know, for people in outlying areas and in Adelaide as well. There's one on Glen Osmond Road.
One.
Yeah, one on Glen Osmond Road. You know, as well, I always remember somebody rang up on evenings one time about that, complaining about Wi-Fi, and then she hung up on us when we told her it was a Wi-Fi hotspot as well. So there are actually still 15,000 pay phones around the country.
Apparently there are. Yeah. They're harder to find.
They are. There's one in one of the obscure shopping centres at Elizabeth. No, there was, I think there's a bank of three out there as well. But they're all around the country as well. Believe it or not, Australians made 11 million calls on payphones last year, which stunned me.
But that's not even one per person.
No, and 230,000 calls to services like 000 on there as well. So I think well done, Telstra, for doing it.
Yeah, it is. Well, 000 was always free, wasn't it, on a payphone, I think.
But you just had to find one that worked.
Yes. You had to find one firstly and then find one that worked. So it's amazing. I mean, the transformation. What's the earliest phone you remember? I remember the A and the B button.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always remember growing up down at Largs Bay on Chetty Road by the post office. There was a couple there, and we used the old A and B ones.
So, you were a Largs boy?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We'll have to exchange stories.
Largs Bay Primary, Taparoo High School. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow, I didn't go to either of those. I would have. Taparoo was my... In fact, I could look at Taparoo, but I didn't go there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's Ocean View now because we've tidied it up.
That's right. Bit scary when it was Taparoo, quite frankly, but anyway.
Thanks, Matthew.
Well, probably because you were there. Gaming PCs have been banned in certain USA states.
This surprised me. It really did. So, you know, they're actually going along and saying, due to power consumption... certain desktops, so Alienware, you order an Alienware desktop and you're in California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii and Vermont, they've cancelled your order due to power consumption regulations.
Really?
So they're saying it uses too much power, we're not going to sell that PC in this state.
Our grid can't support it, essentially.
Can't support it, really. They're trying to cut down on things. So, you know, we think we live in a time where things are controlled on there as well.
That
really did surprise me. And, you know...
This is modern America we're talking about.
This is modern America. it really is. So they're saying, you know, your gaming PC uses too much power.
Wow.
That's it. You know, it's gone. And, you know, a lot of states are still, you know, people with, I've got to say, gaming PCs are still trying to mine Bitcoins. And if, you know, you think you're ever going to make money out of that, you'll use more power... and a gaming PC trying to solve the mathematical puzzle to get a Bitcoin than you will actually to make the Bitcoin that you'll make out of the Bitcoin. So
unreal.
And that's why a lot of the things like China, where we've got they've got free power because a lot of them live next to nuclear power plants and it's free.
Yeah.
So even in China, trying to mine Bitcoin, so to make a Bitcoin, you've got to solve all these mathematical equations, get your computer to do it.
Yeah.
They can let it run 24 hours a day. On these gaming PCs.
Incredible.
So, yeah, I knew somebody in Adelaide who tried to do that.
Yeah.
They set up this elaborate PC at work.
Yeah, at work.
At work, called me in. Only worked for about a month until the boss saw the power bill, and that was the end of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yep.
So there's a lot of blokes in Missouri, is it, or wherever, who are going to see what the rest of the house looks like out of the basement.
Exactly right. So, yeah.
And get some sun onto their pale skin. Unreal.
I was just going to say, Matthew...
Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii, and Vermont.
As well. I tried to install the Medicare app on my phone, because a lot of people have gone along and asked, if I get vaccinated, how do I prove that I can be vaccinated?
Vaccination
on
passport.
Can I just wish people all the luck in the world about trying to link your Medicare app back to your MyGov account? Now, I spent 2 hours last night trying to do it, failed miserably to the extent that I've probably got to make an appointment at a Centrelink office to try and get them to help me to do it. Because
well,
I had,
you can't do it. No one's going to do it.
I thought, good luck to you if, you do, if you're doing it, because I filled in all the information because on the Medicare card, filled in all the dates of birth for everybody who's on the Medicare card as well. Then it came out, so we need more information out there as well. I thought, well, I've proved it pretty well.
But they've
well
got
now.
All the info.
I know that. Then it was, can you tell us the name of the last specialist that you went to, what you went there for, and how much you paid on there as well?
My goodness.
You know, and it was that. And that's when it started to fall in the too hard basket, and you know, for me. And I went back and tried again. No, I've got to go to an office.
It would be decades since I've seen a specialist. That would have been for a knee, I reckon. And I can't even tell you when that was.
Yeah.
The 90s, 2000s? I don't know.
I don't know where they got some of the questions from. So, yeah, I've got to go along and do that. But I think it's a good idea to have that vaccine passport.
Yeah.
As so many of us, I get my second one in about 10 days' time, which will be good. And a lot of people just want to prove that they have been vaccinated now.
Yeah. So we'll get you in for one more visit at least then.
That's it.
Could I, Richard? You hang on there. We will take a break. If you've got any questions for Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, 8223 0000. 24 past 9 in the studio with me, Richard Pascoe, talking all things technical, 8223 0000 if you have a question for Richard. And maybe if you have an old Android phone, Richard, Google is about to make some changes.
They are. So if you've got a really old one, which would be about 4 or 5 years old.
That's running, really old.
He's in the in Android land. It is very old, people. So Android version 2, which there are still people floating around with it, Google are about to go, that's the end of the line for you. You can't sign in anymore, so buy another phone as well. And I've got to say, for the Android people out there, that the turnover for them should be every probably 3 years you need a new phone.
Really? For a Google, for an Android, but they are cheaper.
They are cheaper, but they don't put the updates down as much as Apple do. So, you know, the updates for Android phones are handled far differently than Apple. So Google make the update. They punch it off to the manufacturer. The manufacturer has to send it to the telco that sends it down. And it gets lost along the way because it becomes too hard for them.
Wow.
It really does. You know, it's Apple. It's Apple straight to your phone.
That's the way.
And that's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
As well. So if you've got a really old Android phone, and people always go along, you know, I get people ring me nearly every day about what sort of phone they should buy. And so Apple or Android, you know, there's some great, I saw an Oppo phone that somebody bought today for $200. Wonderful phone.
Yeah.
It really is. This I don't think we've ever seen a time where we've got that range of phones that go from cheap up to mega expensive, but I don't think they've ever been made better than they have been right now.
Yeah, I've looked at Oppo's in the past, and good-looking phone, and very similar to an iPhone in the way it works.
Very, yes. Yeah. They set it up, you know, like the iPhone, I've got to say, but it is on the Android side, which is, it's good to see. It's good to see we're getting good tech.
Yeah, indeed. Mike has texted in, and you'll understand this, I don't. My PC had European conservation settings on the motherboard, and I had to use jumpers to get the second rail on the PCU to work.
Jeez, you did well.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Does. Well done, Mike.
Ask Richard, says Dimitrios, if... if they can use the Kilburn site to mine for Bitcoin.
<There we go.
laughs> Thank you. Hi, Matthew.
Good.
Yeah, hi, full marks. Hi, Matthew and Richard. Are you able to tell me why I no longer receive delivery reports for SMS messages I sent from my S9, Isabel?
Depends how you're sending it, Isabel. So if you're using the default app or another app on there, so have a good look at that.
Okay, there we go. Now, Sam Producing came in during the break to say...
Yeah, thanks, Sam. If I wait until you hear this, people, this is great.
You're saying about 2 hours trying to link your Medicare card to whatever it is, to your MyGov. He did it in about 3 minutes last night, so he's going to give you some tips on the way out.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thanks. That's wonderful.
And somebody's texted in, similarly, I linked my Medicare and my MyGov tonight. Took 5 minutes, a little bit more than Sam, but not bad. And all done. I have had both jabs, along with basic info. Was only asked for postcode of last doctor appointment.
I got asked for, you know,
specialist
appointments, all of that. So yeah.
But you've hit
maybe
a magic
I've
age.
Bagged the government a bit too much, and they've started to red flag me.
I know.
Say yes.
I know. That's right. Exactly. Mike again. Oh, back on the motherboard. You can also use the bio setting to turn off the Euro power conservation without using jumper switches.
That's great, Mike. It's too much information for this crowd at night. So yes,
I won't go on then. You want me
No. That's the end of you tonight, Mike. Right. We can you say yeah.
Good on you, Mike. Terry, hello, Terry.
How you going there, guys?
Hi, hey, Terry.
Got a question for you. I've got one of the last LG DVD VHS recorders that they produced.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convert an old VHS tape to DVD, and every time I put a DVD plus R or DVD plus RW in, it reformats automatically, then spits it out and says unknown disc. And I've tried 20 different discs and not winning.
It's not a good sign, Terry.
No. And I've reinstalled the software and the updates on it, and no joy still.
That sounds like the DVD driver's on its way out.
Mm. What would be the best way to convert, a VHS to a DVD or put it to a computer or something like that?
I normally recommend clients to take them to Hutt Street Photos.
Hutt Street Photos?
Yep.
Yep.
They do a really good job.
They do a good job. I've used them.
They do.
Yeah,
yep.
Great.
They're just in Hutt Street, a couple of doors down from the Havelock Hotel.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Good on you, Terry. Thank you. Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Richard. G'day, Matthew. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, Andrew.
Is there any problems with Optus and their signal dropping out around areas? I seem to be suffering it quite a lot lately.
Right.
I move all around Adelaide.
You're not the only one to tell me that. So have you complained to Optus?
Right.
Have you complained to Optus, Andrew?
Not as yet. Sorry, I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm ringing on another phone, which is by Telstra.
Yeah.
But even now, right here, my normal phone is...
Your
work phone is not operational.
Wow.
No data, no signal, no nothing.
Gee.
It's just gone dead.
What phone have you got, Andrew?
This, I think, is an A5. Is it an A5 Samsung?
Right.
I think it is, and it just went off the air, just fell off the air. It gave me a warning that there's no data, no connection. Mm.
There is a setting in there about resetting the network settings on there, Andrew.
I get that, but
yep.
this is my normal area that I move in around my home.
Right.
I got to say, Andrew, just a couple of, as you were talking, you kind of went really fuzzy and sounded like you dropped out on this phone. So maybe there's some interference in your area.
I think there might be.
That's all good.
Yeah.
And Optus, guys, I'll check it out.
Optus is obviously feeling that more than Telstra.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Andrew. Good luck.
I was up around there today and it wasn't great.
Really? The foothills, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you're in and out of. Streets and dips and whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need more 5G towers.
Yeah. So that's starting to get around. I've noticed it on my phone more and more.
It is getting out there more
so,
and more.
So is COVID.
There's a couple of areas around town don't particularly want the 5G towers around there. So I think there's another report in the paper again today.
Really?
So yeah, they're worried about the health aspects of 5G.
For goodness sake.
You know, I thought we covered all of that.
Let's go back pre-Edison and light fires and candles at night.
Yep, we want good phone reception. We don't want black spots, but we don't want to put any new towers
up.
And that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And people might want to ring up and disagree with me, but I don't know how you expect a good phone signal to happen without all those things coming in.
That's right, 100%. Hey, we mentioned Apple and all that they're doing in terms of their technology just before, but Apple, Microsoft... still making lots of money.
They're not going to go broke anytime soon, Matthew. So, you know, Apple posted revenue for the last 3 months of $81.4 billion,
wow.
A net quarterly profit of $21.7 billion. Microsoft as well, revenues of $46 billion and net income of $16.5 billion on there as well. The other interesting fact that came out of the financial reports is that Apple shipped 12.9 million iPads, which was the same amount that it took Samsung, Amazon, and Lenovo to sell. So they sold all of those iPads as well. You know, it's amazing figures as well.
Yeah.
And the two biggest selling smartphones in Australia, the iPhone 12 or the iPhone 12 Pro, number one and number two.
What a surprise. Yep. I mean, I've got the 12 Pro. It's a great phone.
It's a wonderful phone. Yeah. And a few weeks' time, and I hate to say, people are going to start banging on about the new iPhone 13 will be coming soon.
Or 14.
Or 14. Or 12S.
Yes, whatever they want to call it. Won't be. Will it be 13, do you reckon? Are they going to give that number a miss?
I still reckon they will, but they're still saying it might be the iPhone 13, all the rumour mongers out there, so we're going to have to wait and see. But we are heading into the rumour season.
Yes.
We'll go to overdrive now.
Exactly. So, yeah. Who says Tim Cook isn't a Steve Jobs, eh, with those figures?
Exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah, doing very, very well.
Sue at Windsor Gardens. Hi, Sue.
It's not Windsor Gardens, I'm at Palaeolawe, I moved into the house 12 weeks ago. I've got TPG internet and Wi-Fi to my computer, but I cannot use my phone unless I'm in my bedroom on speaker. Nobody can use their phone in my house. What can I do to improve it? I have to go outside or come to my bedroom window to use my phone. I've got a Samsung Galaxy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about moving back to Windsor Gardens?
No. Why can't I use my phone inside the house?
Who are you with?
Vodafone.
You're not... this is going to sound funny. I get more complaints about them than anybody else by, a lot.
I'm with Vodafone. I think they're great. I've never had an issue, ever.
Yeah, I've been with them for 30-odd years. Yeah. Never had a problem until I moved into this house in March, and I cannot use my phone inside the house. If the phone rings, I've got to go outside to use it.
I've got a client at Torrens Park. I would have to ring them probably 3 times just to get them to answer because it goes straight to message bank every time.
Yeah. I can be talking to somebody and all of a sudden it'll just cut out. I have to have everything on speakerphone.
Yep.
I've been to Vodafone. They've changed settings and all that. But it's just crazy. I just can't use my phone in my house.
So it works on speakerphone though?
It'll work on speakerphone in my bedroom, but nowhere else in the house.
That sounds like your phone, doesn't it?
I'd say this is more like your phone, Sue.
You reckon?
Yep.
But nobody else can use their phone. My daughter, when she comes...
What phones? Are you all with Vodafone?
No, she's with Optus.
Mm.
What's your house made of?
Brick.
That might sound a silly question, Steve. Yeah.
In 2015 it was built.
Yep. And it just you're not picking up any reception apart from in that bedroom.
In that bedroom, yep, exactly.
And you've got 4 bars in the bedroom? Does it good reception?
No, I only ever get 1 bar through anywhere I go unless I go outside.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at that for other reasons anyway.
As you've only got one, so you've got really poor reception, and everybody else has got poor reception on there?
Yep, everything.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a bit of a black spot to be Sue.
I know, people don't believe me.
No, I believe you.
What can I do to improve it, though?
Ring the Windsor Gardens.
ring Vodafone for a start and say you can't pay the bill because you can't deliver the service.
Okay.
And I'd get anybody else who lives in there exactly the same way.
Yep.
What are they going to say, though?
In some cases, they can log faults and get people there to fix it. Yeah. Yeah, I've had that before.
But my TPG internet will work.
2 different ways to get it in the house.
Is that?
It is,
so. All right, so you reckon go back to Vodafone?
Yeah, tell them, how do you expect me to pay a bill when I can't make any phone calls?
Exactly. All right, no worries. Thanks, sweetie.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
Thanks,
Bye.
Sue.
See you, Sue. That's really interesting. I wonder, hey, Sue, you still there?
Yeah.
Does your internet work, like on the phone?
Yep, it works fine. Perfect. I can do internet, anything.
On the phone, yeah, but you're getting, the internet's working through a wireless Wi-Fi connection.
Exactly.
Right? The
not going
working.
Through the phone lines.
Gotcha.
We're talking about the phone lines.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird. Mm. And you might try turning on Wi-Fi calling as well, Sue.
Oh, all right. I'll try that.
Turn the Wi-Fi calling on. That will help use the internet connection.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Carmel says if she has window tint on her windows, that could be causing the problem.
There's lots of issues.
Sue, got window tinting?
No.
Mm. Okay.
Nice try, Carmel.
Yeah, thank you, Carmel. Well, we've ticked that box. Yeah.
I've been in houses where a lot of the walls have got metal on them.
Yeah.
Inside.
Right.
especially with, you know, ones that, you know, in the country and, you know, distant north and things like that. Yeah. And reception's terrible. Go outside, reception all comes to life.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
You wonder why the other people left, hey?
Yeah.
just finally, Richard, BlackBerry. Now, this is Barack Obama's favourite phone, as I recall, back when he started being president. They had to get it off him and give him an iPhone.
So believe it or not, Matthew, they might look at making another phone.
They're still around.
They're still around as a company. So they announced a partnership with a company and they're looking at launching a 5G smartphone with a traditional keyboard still on the like they used to have.
Who wants that these
Nobody's going to want it. You took the words, you know, it's been a year since the announcement. They're taking pre-orders for it as well. I don't know why on earth
it's
would
only,
you do
it. Only one operator, though.
Exactly right. I reckon you get straight through them. Couldn't believe it, but, you know, seriously, it's time for them to just give up on the keyboard.
Do they know it's 2021?
And I trendies might like to go along and have the old keyboard on there, but it was a dreadful thing.
Yeah.
It really was, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. You know, the phone I really liked with a keyboard was the Nokia N97. You remember that?
Yes.
It was the flip phone. It wasn't a flip. It had a sliding
out
touch screen that you could slide up, and it came up like a laptop, if you like.
Yeah.
And underneath it was a keyboard.
Well, a keyboard.
And it was really cool. You could. And it was almost half an iPhone.
But the BlackBerry one, if you had big fingers, it was no good.
Yeah, why would they? Seriously, they want to go broke. They really do.
They do.
Richard, great having you in.
Thanks,
you for
Matthew.
Tonight. Enjoy your drive home. And if people want to find you,
head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.